Time to turn back the clock in a couple of different ways this month. I'm Alan Ashton, and this is Organ First Radio. It's that time of year again when we say goodbye to daylight saving time in an attempt to save energy and make better use of daylight. First suggested by Benjamin Franklin in 1784, it was eventually put forward in a bill to the House of Commons in 1908, but we in Britain didn't adopt the idea until 1916, and we're still arguing the pros and cons to this day. Anyway, here's George Blackmore, who had a right load of fun adjusting the clocks in the Regal Cinema Marble Arches clock store.
Thank you.
In a Clock Store, composed by Bavarian Charles Orth in 1867 and played there on the Christie organ that used to be in the Regal Odeon Marble Arch until its removal in the mid-60s. As I understand it, this very famous instrument is undergoing a somewhat major overhaul by a bunch of enthusiasts. Another famous object, which is set for restoration beginning next year, is the famous Big Ben clock mechanism, and as I indicated at the top of the show today, I'd be turning back the clock in more ways than one. But leading us into that connection is Angela Turner at her Yamaha HX5 with two contrasting tunes. Firstly, when you hear Big Ben, followed by a tune with the simple title of The Clock. When you hear Big Ben and The Clock, both played there by Angela Turner, one of the many youngsters back in the 80s who regularly appeared at the Morecambe Middleton Tower organ festivals, and to this day still lives in the sleepy Cumbrian town of Wigton with her husband David. I still wear the heavy knit sweater that she made me, although not in public, as she incorporated into it a rather indelicate expression that I used whenever something went wrong, which it frequently did at the festivals. And when I lived in the Northwest, I was a frequent visitor to the public house, the Bird in Hand at Wigton, that her parents, Maurice and Jennifer, ran for several years, and where Angela entertained the customers playing the Yamaha organ. Now, Angela is one of two artists from those pioneering days who will be heard in the programme today. And in the meantime, let's turn back the clock again to 1938, this time with Dudley Beavan, who's seated at the 3-manual 8-rank Wurlitzer in the Granada Cinema Clapham Junction, awaiting the signal from the Decca recording engineers to commence playing a selection from Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Thank you.
selection called Alexander's Ragtime Band, six tunes, all from the pen of Irving Berlin, and taken from a recently remastered set of Dudley Beavan recordings, which appear on the Hot Pipes label. And if you'd like to know how to obtain a copy, then just check out the details in the September edition of Organ First Radio. Well, having just left behind what was for most people, I think, a very pleasant October, here's a brief reminder in musical terms, that is, of the month, the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer and Arnold Loxham at the console. Originally a piano solo, this lovely tune called October Twilight was written by Henry Hadley and comes from his three characteristic pieces. October twilight. Not often we get to hear the Tower Wurlitzer in such a mellow mood, and that was Arnold Loxham at the famous console. Television shows were in the news this last month, but not so much for their storylines, but because of famous names connected with them. So I thought it'd be nice to just take a few moments to remember two people connected with them and who've brought us so much fun and laughter. Jean Alexander was one of our greatest soap stars and actresses, and she passed away last month at 90 years of age. She, of course, played the role of Hilda Ogden in Granada's Coronation Street from 1964 right through until her retirement in 1987. A year later, she took on the role of Auntie Wainwright in Last of the Summer Wine right through until 2010. And then, only a few days later, Jimmy Perry, OBE, who co-wrote the show that is still being repeated to this day, Dad's Army, and he was 93 years of age. All three shows had iconic music themes, so let's enjoy them again, performed on the Wurlitzer that used to be in Turner's musical merry-go-round in Northampton, where its resident organist for so many years was Nicholas Martin. Last of the Summer Wine, Coronation Street, and, of course, who do you think you're kidding? Mr. Hitler. Thank you. As with the Dudley Beavan CD, I'm going to return to another track from a recent CD featuring that great theatre organist Johnny Seng. This one too I first reviewed back in the September programme, so full details on how to obtain a copy are on that programme. Once again, the organ is the one in the St. Mary of the Lake Seminary in Mundelein in Illinois, a four manual 23 or possibly 24 rank hybrid instrument that Johnny Seng will be forever associated with. Here's his arrangement of Love for Sale.
Thank you.
Johnny Seng and Love for Sale. Over the years, there's been many electronic organ compilation albums, but so many of them contained the same artists and the same batch of tunes and recordings. I felt it was about time to try and rectify that, and so I put together some 40 recordings from my collection, which now appear on the Not Now Music label. Full details of all the artists, which range from Gerry Allen to George Wright, can be found on our web pages. Just look for the rather wacky sleeve cover titled Organ Moods. In the meantime, here's the great Harold Smart on Hammond with John Peel Boogie. Boogie, played there by Harold Smart. It's taken from a bargain price double CD titled Organ Moods. A mood of a different kind now, with an advanced track from a forthcoming CD by that very popular artist John Kiffin. The CD has got a title of Love Story, and it comprises of music in a romantic mood, with a theme running through it of boy sees girl, falls in love with her, they have a baby, apply for a council house, but go their separate ways with new partners. Actually, I made that last bit up. Comes from watching too many fly-on-the-wall documentaries, I reckon. Seriously, though, it is a lovely CD, and to give you a taster, as they say, this is John Kiffin on his Versi organ with a song that has the shortest title of any song to ever get to number one in the charts. It has the most poetic lyrics and a wonderful melody, and is simply called If. to the second of the young artists I had the pleasure of working with and introducing back in the early organ festival days. His name is Andrew Tootell. Now, I always remembered and admired this young man because he nearly always included a popular classical overture in his concerts. And I'm not talking about truncated easy play versions either. These were the full Monty. He then disappeared from the music scene to follow a career that saw him in 1999 qualifying as a diagnostic radiographer, where he worked for the National Health Service for about 6 years. In that time, he specialised in nuclear medicine and got his master's degree in 2002. In 2006, he started working for the University of Salford and became a programme leader in the nuclear medicine field, as well as teaching on the Diagnostic Radiography undergraduate programme. And if that's not enough, he's at present studying for his PhD in radiodosimetry in diagnostic imaging procedures. Now, I hope you've been paying attention, because I'm going to be asking questions after Andrew has performed for us this arrangement of I've Got You Under My Skin. Thank you. I've Got You Under My Skin, a rather appropriate tune for somebody who must have seen his fair share of skin in his time, because from his early beginnings on electronic organs to present-day involvement with electronic radiation, that was Andrew Tutell on his Roland AT-80, which he recorded some 12 years ago to form part of a proposed release. But marriage and the arrival of a family has put the idea on hold for the present. After all, one's got to get one's priorities right. Now, just as I was about to complete the recording of this month's edition, I received some very exciting news about a new release all set for January. Earlier this year, the Not Now Music label released a very unique and rare recording by Klaus Wunderlich called Absolutely Wunderlich, which comprised of rehearsal recordings he made in advance of what was his 1995 tour of the UK. The response to it and the one that followed, the great pop organ sound, which comprised of many of his Versi Pop series recordings, has proved to be a huge success. So much so that the label has entered into negotiations to remaster and release, again for the very first time, some more of his rehearsal tapes. Here then is the electronic organ maestro himself with The Devil's Dance. The Devil's Dance, and I've included that for a couple of good reasons. Last month, on October the 28th in the year 1997, was the day that the organ world heard the news that he'd just passed away. And so I think it's fitting that we remember that it was that kind of musicianship on a basic Hammond M3 model that began to make people the world over sit up and take notice that the electronic organ world had found someone who had ignited a new passion for the instrument. The other reason I've included it was because the other day my wife and I received a lovely letter from Mr. Len Solly of Margate, who, together with his wife, were Klaus von der Lisch Appreciation Society members, numbers 215 and 216 respectively, when my wife enrolled them in her capacity as the secretary of the society all those years ago. Len tells me that he's now 92 years of age and has the equivalent number of Klaus recordings, including mint LPs, which he's only ever played once in order to transfer them to cassette and CD, and thus preserve the LPs in pristine condition. Such devotion, Len. Happy birthday, and come January, you'll be able to make that 93 recordings when the new one's released. Well, that recording, plus the final one in today's show, would have been of equal importance in last month's show because, of course, October the 31st was All Hallows Day, Halloween. But, to be very honest, I'd forgotten I got a track that I could have included. It's this one, taken from the 1993 Walt Disney stop-motion animated fantasy called The Nightmare Before Christmas. Here then is Charlie Baylow at the Wurlitzer Organ in the Mesa, Arizona Pizza and Pipes venue with This Is Halloween. Thank you. Charlie Baylow at the Wurlitzer organ in the Mesa, Arizona Pizza and Pipes. And there we are. That's all we have time for in this month's edition of Organ First Radio. No prizes for guessing what the content of next month's show will be, but I'll promise to try and make it just that little bit different. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, as ever. Bye for now.
Been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.